Waxing the Gospel is a collection of hymn and spoken word recordings from the 1890s with a 400-page book. Those heard in the set range from Baldwin's Cadet Band of Boston to evangelist Dwight L. Moody and Ira D. Sankey. They were among the first to use the newest in technology, Thomas Edison's wax cylinder phonograph, as a means for spreading their faith. Archaeophone's project began a decade ago and grew larger in scope as the label researched and reached out to colleagues who regularly collect this material. Co-owner Richard Martin.
We collected what we could. We got a lot of instrumentals and vocals, quartets and solos, and now we had a 2-CD set, which was very exciting. But then it grew again.
The set is split into commercial recordings from 1890s recording artists, celebrity recordings from evangelists of the period, and vernacular recordings, or those made in homes or out in the field, like Sunlight, performed by Winfield Wheaton at a Methodist camp meeting in New Jersey. On Tuesday, Archaeophone netted nominations for Best Historical Album and Best Album Notes. The label has 14 nominations in total, with one Grammy win. The awards are February 12th in Los Angeles. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.